upper hand.
Well, the jerks store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in, bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this Friday, which means Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. I don't know why, but this segment always puts a smile on my face because you can just tell people are enthused. They want to call. They want to text. They want to share. And we've got lots of great texts already coming in on the text line. And I've got some calls lined up here as well. Again, the number 1-877-332-8255. Let's start on a positive note. Adam with a text here saying a big hug to the Bradwell and entire Blucher Fire Department. These are just regular people in our community who basically are our lifetime when emergencies happen. Can't say thank you enough. Adam, thank you for that one. Also, speaking of fire, we got a text earlier this week, and I wanted to make sure I include it with a hug. A hug to the Loras garbage truck driver who not only called the fire department in Saskatoon, this is in Forest Grove in Saskatoon earlier this week, not only called the fire department, but tried to extinguish the car fire that started yesterday morning. This person says they live in a basement suite. The author has disabilities and said, we didn't know the block heater had caught fire. We don't have viewing windows from the sitting area in our apartment. The car would likely have exploded and maybe even done damage to us and others, maybe even burned down the house if it was not for this person. So whoever it was that was driving that Loras garbage truck in the Forest Grove area of Saskatoon and tried to put out this fire, called the fire department, who knows what you saved by doing that? And we're sending you a big hug this morning. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's start on the phone line. I got Cal from Oxbow right away. I'm curious to know, this MOU on the pipeline, is Cal from Oxbow giving it a hug or a bug? What do you say?
Well, are you surprised that I'm giving it I am extremely apprehensive, so I have to call it a bug. Like, I can't give it a hug because I started going through it yesterday as soon as it came out, and I don't know, Evan, there's so many of these, you know, the very first bullet point is net zero 2050, the fifth and sixth bullet point, emissions 2050. There's so many of these quotations where feasible, when approved, preconditioned for approval. Yep. And then, of course, when you've got C5 getting passed, the federal government is going to end up having complete control over this in the end anyway. And they're still including a carbon pricing. So I get that Danielle Smith is putting this out is very positive. She's got internal pressures in Alberta from separatists and things like that. And this is this is something they can throw out there. And I see Carney as throwing it out there too to sort of quell the noise. I mean,
100%.
It's been years and years, Evan, where we're supposed to accept the crumbs and express gratitude to the federal government.
Okay. Well, I'm not surprised to hear you say that, Cal. When I had the minister on, I asked him, like, who has the veto power here? Is it ultimately rest with the federal government or can BC stop this? He was pretty clear. It does rest with the federal government. So I guess yet to be seen. Cal, thanks for starting us off with Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. We'll continue on. I got Jeff on the road today. How are the road conditions? What part of the province are you in, Jeff?
I just got up to Melford from Saskatoon to about Melford. It's snowing and blowing snow on the highway.
Yeah. Supposed to get a couple of inches today, I think, right?
Yeah. And I don't understand why people don't have the wits about them to turn their lights on.
It's such a simple thing. It's such a simple thing, Jeff, but you're right. We get a lot. I almost think every day, especially in the winter or when there's fog, we get calls like yours.
I seen on the news this morning, I think it said collisions on the Saskatchewan highways are up 170%.
You're right.
Why don't they make it mandatory for a vehicle on a highway to have its headlights on? Mm-hmm. Just like an undue care and attention ticket.
Part of the problem, Jeff, if you think of our old vehicles, I remember my old Ford half-ton truck, there was no running lights. You either turned the lights on or not. I think people feel like because they've got running lights, that's good enough, but it's not. It doesn't help from the backside for sure.
They don't. I was following a guy, and his lights went off, obviously, once it gets so bright out, they go off. And every time a vehicle would pass, he would disappear.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there he is again.
Yeah.
Reappear.
Well, I appreciate you.
Look into that.
I appreciate you sharing your bug.
I also have hugs for you for 2 years of great work.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. You're right. Yesterday actually was 2 years. So thanks. I appreciate that thought. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. Hard to believe. 2 years. November 27th, 2023. First day, teeth chattering. Standing in this spot talking to you. And now I feel like we're friends in a couple of years. Love the text. Love and appreciate. By the way, Frank, one of our tech producers here, who, as you've probably gotten to know over the years, put together a little special montage, if you will, memories over the last couple of years. That's how we're going to end the show today. So coming up about, what, quarter after 12 or so, we'll have a chat. In fact, I'm going to drag Frank into the studio. I'm going to get Libby Gray, our executive producer, to come in the studio. We'll have just a quick reflective chat on 2 years, and we will play just some memories for you over the last couple of years. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Let's go to Perry in Osler. Bug, Perry, what is it?
Yep, the carbon tax. I'm bugged because the provinces now are not standing up, saying it's unjust entirely, and challenging it in the Supreme Court again. You know, we talk about our budget for the city and everything. Everybody's crumbling. They're having financial troubles. Well, our cost of operation just keeps going up. They don't know where to look for money. And yeah, it has me bugged, and it's going to be going up again.
I was going to say, is it this industrial price on carbon now that you're talking about?
Yeah. They just keep taking more, and then they expect to look inward. Well, you know, where to get it from. Okay. Everybody just ups their rates for whatever they do even before it comes out now. They up the rates a week earlier just because they can't. They have to pass it along.
In light of this MOU that was signed yesterday in Alberta, it's interesting to see what is clearly a shift in philosophy for the federal government. Now, if you think about the old federal government, I'll call it that, under Trudeau, there were a lot of climate-related policies that were implemented just as part of legislation. See Stephen Guilbeault for more details. Now, Mark Carney just yesterday in his statement after we found out Stephen Guilbeault has resigned, surprised we haven't got a hug on that on the text line yet. Stephen Guilbeault, oh, there is one there, actually. I spoke too soon. Stephen Guilbeault resigns from cabinet over Carney's energy deal with Alberta. He doesn't like it, so he decides he's done. But what we heard from Mark Carney in that was, you know, gone are the days where a climate strategy can be based solely on regulations and prohibitions. I read this earlier when I was talking with the minister. Basically, what he says is there has to be an alignment of interests for this historic undertaking. So we saw yesterday as they signed this MOU with Alberta, it was a bit of a quid pro quo. Federal government says, you want the pipeline. We want some climate initiatives. So let's bake them into an MOU. And it looks as if, and Premier Mo talked about this on our program this morning, it looks as if this is going to become more the norm as we see major projects rolling out. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Jane in Regina. Jane, thanks so much for calling in. It's Bugs and Hugs. What have you got, bug or hug today?
I've got a little of both.
Okay, well, let's start with the bad. What's the bug?
The bug is, Wednesday, I went in to go to the Ryder store to buy some jerseys, and my two credit cards were declined.
Uh-oh.
And I'd just like to say I've never lost in all these years. I've never had lost or had stolen my credit cards, nor have I ever given out my password. I've been very diligent. So anyway, I came home and made the call, and that I spent hours going through three different fraud people, and they finally said, yeah, somebody tried to get into my online banking.
Oh,
but of course they didn't have the password, so eventually it was declined. Result, credit card's compromised. So I go into the bank, and the guy had assured me that it wouldn't be a problem in there. Well, it was. And the clerk was very, very nice, but she had to call his number. I was on hold in the bank for 1.5 hours
the
fraud department.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then got someone who could, I couldn't understand. The clerk had a heck of a time because the line was crackling.
Okay.
And the person on the other end suggested we call back. Maybe not. And
well, you worry that you lose your place in line if you do that.
That's correct. So eventually I did get my debit card. I'm still waiting on my credit card.
Gosh.
I know fraud is out there. It's everywhere. But the bank, my bank, CIBC, made $26.57 billion last year. Do you think they could spend a few million putting people in place that would help people who have been scammed?
This problem's not going away, is it, Jane? It's, I hear so many people going through what you're just describing.
Right.
Yeah.
So why don't they put people in place? First of all, I have nothing against immigrants. I do have something against people who cannot speak legible English. Mm. I'm sorry. I just...
Well, it makes it, especially when you're distressed, right? You're emotional, you're frustrated, you're anxious, you're trying to get this fixed. And yeah, I completely get it. Jane, I'm going to have to move on, but I know you said you had a hug. You want to give me that one too?
Sure.
Sure.
I went to Winston Knowles' musical, The Wizard of Oz, last night. It was fantastic. But I know there's a lot of musicals going on throughout the city. A commendation to the staff and students who worked so hard to bring some joy into our life.
That's awesome. I'm glad you went and glad to know that the Wizard of Oz from Winston Knoll High School knocked it out of the park. So thanks for that, Jane, and hopefully get the whole credit card. I want you to be able to get your credit cards fixed so you can get back down to the Ryder store to finish your Christmas shopping. That's my goal for you, hopefully. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we'll take a break. Don't go away if you're on the phone and your texts will be read. We are lots of time left for Bugs and Hugs. We do this right up until 11 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor? Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea, from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Thanks so much for joining us, Bugs and Hugs. Boy, the text line. Did you see the text line, Frank? It's absolutely spinning today. I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. Cliff sends a text. He says, I'm going to try and send you a text from the car. I hope it works. Well, it did, although sometimes voice to text is a little bit, sketchy. But, Cliff, I got your point. Here's his bug. I'm listening to your show on the pipeline, and I just want to say the NDP, I'll call him a character, not a premier from BC. It's so political on one side. All they're worried about is the environment. I know their strip in the top of the mountains from southern BC, shipping huge amounts of coal to China. We all know how bad coal is for the environment. It seems very two-faced. I think they should just run that pipeline through and deal with the First Nations people as much as possible. They'll come around. Cliff, thank you for that. There's a lot of people speculating on the pipeline. I'm seeing that. Nick in Saskatoon wants to send a hug to the Premier of BC. Nick says, I hope he makes it impossible to build west so the prairies build to Hudson Bay and do business with our friends in Europe. Nick goes on to say, my bug is to the U.S. and their Ukrainian peace plan they're pushing. Trump failed his first term to befriend North Korea and get his Nobel Peace Prize. Now he will ruin the United States' relationship with the world, throw friendly allies under the bus to get that prize by befriending Russia in potentially his last term, unless he eliminates his term limits like his friend Putin. Nick, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. By the way, I'm just going to say this one more time. There are a lot of people sending out a hug today that Stephen Guilbeau resigned from cabinet. He did that yesterday after Mark Carney inked the deal with Alberta. Stephen Guilbeau, out of principle, said all of the work that he put in the last number of years to put climate policy in place is being unraveled. And so he thanks Prime Minister Mark Carney for the opportunity, but no thanks. He's leaving cabinet, not quitting as an MP, still will represent his riding in Quebec as MP, but quitting cabinet. There are, I'm just going to say, oodles of texts that are making that their hug today. 1-877-332-8255. Edwin in Regina. Edwin, thanks for calling in. Your bug is what?
This memorandum understanding. It's people are cheering, and you know we're not pumping any oil into a tanker yet.
No, we're a long ways from that, aren't we?
No, we are, and everybody's laughing it up like it's the second coming of Christ. This is just crazy.
Well, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith seems pretty happy with this deal.
Well, she's pretty happy because she's got a safe face because there's pressure on her to separate because there was no pipeline deal.
So you're saying this is smoke and mirrors and nothing else?
That's correct. And Stephen Guilbeau?
Yeah.
You know, has he resigned his seat? Has he left the Liberal Party?
No.
He's still at the drinking.
Yeah, he's still there as MP. He hasn't left. He just left cabinet, his cabinet position. Some people suggesting he's doing that to try and trigger a cabinet shuffle. I guess we'll see on that. I got time for one more call before the bottom of the hour. I'll go to Paul in Regina. A bug, I think you're still on this pipeline MOU, Paul.
Yeah, it ain't worse the paper it's written on.
that's exactly what we were just chatting with Edmund about.
Yeah. If anybody follows stuff happening in Alberta, and you should listen to Jeffrey Rath, who is the legal counsel for the Alberta Prosperity Project. I don't know if a lot of people know that there's a big event happening in Alberta this week, and it's the UPC's annual general meeting.
Right, their convention. That's right.
Do you people know that the board of directors in that party are all card-carrying members of the Prosperity Project? They control that party, and they're estimating over 60% of members this weekend, up to 75% are card-carrying Prosperity Project members going to be at the AGM. They control that party from the inside. People don't even know this. They set the agenda of Danielle Smith what they're going to do.
Right. So do you think
they call the shot for her?
Yeah. And so do you think then that this pipeline deal doesn't stand a chance, Paul? Or do you think it will?
No, it never go. It's smoke and mirrors, and her leadership is going to be under review, and she's in a whirlwind of hurt.
Appreciate the perspective, Paul. Thanks so much for calling in. Okay, we'll take a break. We still got half the Bugs and Hugs segment left, so we're doing this right until 11 o'clock. Lots of time. I know I've got Dan and Norwin on the line. That's fine. Don't go anywhere. I'll come to your call, and I will go to lots more texts when we come back after the break here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Super duper.
That's awesome.
Want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Cruising through Bugs and Hugs on this Friday morning, and I really appreciate the number of people who take the time to shoot us a text, and we'll do our best to get through as many as we can. Bryn out of Saskatoon with a hug to everyone working in the Saskatchewan Health Authority, the doctors, the nurses, the staff at City Hospital in particular. Bryn says, when a family member gets cancer, it's a scary time. Thankful, then have lots of confidence in our system after seeing how quickly things went for my loved one after a diagnosis recently. I'm very grateful to everyone who works hard every day to help the ones that we love kick cancer. Bryn, thank you so much for the text. We are constantly getting appreciation notes. Another one here. Giant hug, doctors and nurses. And the local dance studios in Melford for putting on Dancing with the Stars event last night. Haven't heard the total amount raised, but it was nearly $100,000 for pediatric equipment in the hospital in Melford. That's from Larry in Melford. Thanks so much for that text. 1-877-332-8255. So I said earlier, I mean, it's a disproportionate amount of hugs coming in today for Stephen Guilbeault's resignation from cabinet. We're getting a bit of pushback now. People are saying, I'm bugged at the people that are sending hugs to Stephen Guilbeault. Yeah, he stepped away from cabinet, but he hasn't resigned his position as part of the Liberal caucus. He's still sitting as a Liberal MP, so he's still on the taxpayers' dollar. So if he wants to truly show he's not a hypocrite, if I'm reading one of the texts here, he should just step away from politics altogether or leave the Liberal Party and join the Green Party. 1-877-332-8255. Ross in Viscount, my bug is the federal Liberals. The Liberals never answer a question in question period. We should call it answer period because we need answers to our questions. Liberals are told facts. They get up and say the Conservatives are engaging in conspiracy theories, want to scare Conservatives, lie to them, want more scary Liberals. Tell the truth. Okay, Ross, thanks so much for that. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. Lots of people waiting here. I'm going to start with Norwin. Been waiting for a while from Regina. Thanks for your patience. Bug or hug this morning, Norwin?
Well, I think the pipeline that is being proposed, I think the Prime Minister and people concerned are going to try really hard to make it happen. Now, why would I say that? I know there's the different provinces. There's the first, there's the different First Nations. There's the Green concern. Now, you can correct me if I've got the quotations wrong. The Prime Minister, I heard him say, things are happening down in the U.S. There's change going on. The federal minister said, this is the best country in the world and we want to keep it. Now, this is where I could be reading things into it that's not there. The global positions are expanding or changing. There's like the Russian situation, the Chinese situation. I don't necessarily agree with all what's going down in the U.S., but are the two speakers that I mentioned, the Prime Minister and the
Minister of Energy?
Like the Energy Minister, what they said, are they trying to avert because they feel the 51st state it could happen because of the pressures that are happening in the world, and the U.S. wants the resources?
Well, there's no doubt, Norwin, that the U.S. wants the resources. I don't think Trump has ever backed away from that. I don't think this is a tangible thing. I mean, I certainly do not believe that the current federal government want that to happen. And so, you know, I mean, there's no doubt there's pressure from the U.S., but I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying, Norwin. You're reading into it, and I think it's hard for us to not do that when we're seeing these news reports. But I'd like to think that that isn't necessarily a factor that is driving this. But I like your optimism about the pipeline. That's for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Dan in Saskatoon. Dan, thanks so much for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been waiting so long. Now I got a hug and a bug.
Okay, that's fine. We'll take both.
My hug, I guess, would go out to Kerry Tarasoff, who's putting out some pretty informative little Facebook shorts there that I think hopefully a lot of people in Saskatoon are seeing those and reading those, and we might just be looking at our future mayor if he keeps up that diligence.
Yeah, he follows closely what's going on with City Council. I know he's always got, in fact, he will often send me a bit of his research, whether it's him or his wife have dug up some information. He'll send me a notation. And so he's on top of this stuff, isn't he, Dan?
Yeah, he's doing a good job. I think some of the administration down there, like Jeff Jorgensen and some of those people, are going to have a real chance of being exposed for a lot of things that have happened over the years. And in my opinion, the lack of honesty that's come out of that department, and he's starting to pull off some of the layers of that onion, and people are going to get a chance maybe to see just how rotten things are.
It looks as though, like quite often, Dan, when Kerry will send me a note, he will include the response from city administration. So it looks like he's got a relationship where they're responding and giving him answers to his questions.
No, I like the fact that he's getting the facts out there, and he's doing it where I don't believe he's being offensive, but he's not going to kowtow to being labeled a racist or being labeled with politically incorrect or the woke crowds going after him. It's a time we need honesty, and we need people to have honest conversations from every area, and I just think that he's doing a good job of it.
Okay.
One thing I'll quickly touch on with the news that we've been getting nowadays, and for CKOM to tout that they're a leader in the news and world news, I mean, we hear nothing about the genocide in Sudan. We hear nothing about digital ID being pushed in Italy and the UK, which in my opinion is probably the most significant issue facing the freedoms and humanity on this planet, let alone in Canada. And we know they're trying to bring that here and everything that comes with it. Just look at China. That model, the world's, you can look it up on the World Health Organizations, every World Economic Forum, they're all telling you exactly what they want to do and how they want to do it.
So can I just jump in, Dan? Because I actually just had this conversation with Kevin, Conspiracy Kevin, in person yesterday at Agrivision. He stopped by to talk. We talked a lot about digital IDs. I believe this is a topic that we should talk about on the show. And so I just said to Kevin, we are making an effort to try and I want to bring a couple of experts in. I'm not the expert in it, but certainly we can bring people to the program that can talk about this. So, Dan, I appreciate you bringing it up. I mean, at the end of the day, you've brought up a couple of issues that are things that are happening around the world. The challenge is, for us, we usually will focus on local news first, then we'll focus on provincial and federal news that impact our province and the people in our province. That's the focus of that. But the digital ID stuff, I think, is something that's worth bringing onto the program, understanding what the attempts are to move in that direction and what the implications could be as well. So same thing I told Kevin. We are absolutely working on that and hope to be able to bring that to you soon. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Larry in Saskatoon. Larry, thanks so much for calling in on Bugs and Hugs. Bug or hug for you today?
A hug for Ron Palmer of Nutrien for his idea of a strategy to move potash through the United States and build a port in Washington to improve efficiency and cost and bypass the obstructionists in British Columbia, the premier, the politics going on there, and, whatever problems we have with Ottawa. And that's a statesmanlike Longview. I think he should receive a Order of Saskatchewan or whatever award we have.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, Larry, because I had, as you probably heard, we had the premier on first thing this morning, and I asked him about this move, Nutrien, of course, choosing to build out the port, to use the port out of the United States to move potash to Asia, instead of using one in BC, and the premier in BC was not happy about that. In fact, he blames Premier Moe for this.
Unfortunately, instead of having conversations with British Columbia about this project, the premier of Saskatchewan says he was engaged with Premier Smith about this pipeline project proposal. Because of that, in my opinion, Nutrien made the decision to ship out of Washington State instead of out of British Columbia.
So that was what David Eby said yesterday, and we had Premier Moe on. You can listen to the entire conversation with Premier Moe, but basically he said Premier Eby needs to look in the mirror. He needs to make some changes within his province to attract companies like Nutrien to want to do business there as opposed to have to look to the United States. Because if you saw the report on this, Nutrien did a fairly in-depth piece of work trying to determine where they were going to put this terminal. They went through they had a bit of an assessment process, multiple point, 30 criteria across Canada and U.S. ports. And ultimately, this port of Longview best met the technical and commercial requirements designed to complement our existing Canadian port capacity to support long-term production growth for Saskatchewan. That was the statement from Nutrien on it. So Nutrien making no bones about the fact that, yeah, we went to the States. It was the best thing. And there is benefits because it's our potash from Saskatchewan that we want to be able to get to markets. So you heard the premier, our premier this morning say, would I have loved this to be in Canada? Yeah, I would. But the BC premier needs to do some work with his government in his province to entice businesses like Nutrien to see that as a viable option. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take our last break, and then we will come back and finish up with Bugs and Hugs. Matt, don't go away, Matt. I see you there. We'll get you on right at the start of our last segment when we come back in a moment here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Your temper brings this honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that?
It's actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. Have you gone mad?
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
All right, there's a fresh new little intro for Bugs and Hugs. Thanks to Frank for whipping that up for us. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a great bug. Randy in Saskatoon. Why do we only hear how much money a movie makes? We never hear how many tickets were sold. In 1963, the average movie ticket price was 75 cents. Rising costs don't mean more people are seeing the movie. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, Sharon in Langenberg with another shout out to you, Frank. You're just getting them left and right. Great job to the person that chooses the intro songs on your program. They're always bang on. Thanks, Sharon. 1-877-332-8255. John, my bug is with Saskatchewan Crop Insurance. The staff have no idea how much damage gophers and wildlife are doing because they have no ties to agriculture. And then they think that we are not telling them the truth when we report our damage. John, thanks for the text. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. I've got Matt waiting patiently. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. Bugs and Hugs on a Friday. What have you got for me today?
Hey, good morning, Evan. Thanks for taking my call. I'll lead off with a bug. I was at the Vanier Cup last week, and for some reason I just can't let this one go. As much as we're all, or many of us, are football fans in Saskatchewan, we're hot off the heels of a great victory by our Rough Riders. The Vanier Cup was a real excellent showcase of young Canadian talent. I got there, and there was no presence at the game by the CFL. They weren't present visibly with their logo, merchandise. There was no ad in the program, nor was it visual, you know, nor was there a visual presence. On the other hand, there was a massive presence by the NFL.
You're right.
They had a booth set up right at the one of the two entrances. There was a little circuit training opportunity for kids. They could do the vertical test, the reaction test. Mm-hmm. There was a long lineup. And I'm a football fan. I love all of it. But I just think it was a missed opportunity for our league to be at a showcase event like the Vanier Cup, where many of the players who played in that game are already drafted or will be drafted.
Totally.
The majority of the CFL or the Canadian roster for CFL teams comes through U Sports. Granted, there's a lot of players that come through junior football, but a lot of them are coming out of U Sports.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it was a big miss and a disappointment, probably an embarrassment for the league. I did write a letter to Commissioner Johnston. He hasn't replied to me yet, but I just can't let go of that one. A hug to the organizing committee. It was obviously a lot of work went into it. It was really well run. It went off very smoothly. Two great teams, battled right to the end. Unfortunately, our Huskies didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get there. Yeah. But anyways, that's my
good stuff.
I know, Evan, this isn't as important as the previous callers and the grand scheme of things, but
that's what. Know, hey, Matt, this is exactly what Bugs and Hugs is about. So I put equal importance on everyone's call, and I saw lots of people online pointing out the CFL was noticeably absent in terms of advertising or presence at the Vanier Cup, while the NFL was there. So we'll take your bug on that, and we'll pass along the hug to the organizing committee for the Vanier Cup. A great job, well done. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Belton Johnson, it's eating time just around the corner here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.